Nonprofits are an important part of any Northwest community, and Palouse Habitat for Humanity is keeping busy this summer with their Ramps and Rails project, making existing homes accessible. NWPB's Phineas Pope went out on a job site to see how it all gets done.
It's an overcast Wednesday morning at a small farmhouse overlooking the Palouse, about 6 miles west of Pullman. It's a quaint dwelling with a big front porch, but it's missing something you might not know to look for, a wheelchair ramp. At the request of the homeowner, Palouse Habitat for Humanity was on site installing a wooden ramp. I caught up with Palouse Habitat's executive director, Jennifer Wallace.
For folks who can't afford to move into a home that's designed to meet their mobility challenges, we want to be there to help.
Each year, Habitat can install upwards of 40 ramps in existing homes, making them more accessible for residents. There are about 30 ramps in Latah and Whitman counties. Here's Wallace again.
Our ramps program is a lending library. We don't charge for them. They are deployed as long as the homeowner needs.
As Wallace walked me into the backyard, we passed a pickup truck with volunteers unloading material from the bed.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Well, I heard your voice the other day.
That's longtime volunteer Brent Bradbury.
So we have to have one old guy on the job, you know.
Yeah.
And this is... side gig, some folks would say, but actually it's turned into, I think, a rather important part of the mission.
In the backyard, there are two huge 8-foot sections of the ramp preassembled, big buckets of hand and power tools, trays of screws and nails organized with plastic dividers. Volunteers had removed the existing back stairs, creating about a 4-foot drop from the back door to the ground. Bradbury says he's been volunteering with Habitat for about 15 years.
I was retired, and after a couple of years of retirement, I thought, well, I'll give my hand. It was fun. I learned a lot and enjoyed it. Now I have nice fresh air, good exercise, good company.
Look at that green.
Volunteer Chris Perotti is with the Moscow Central Lions Club. He's showing me how the ramps are put together.
Putting in some sides to the ramp here?
Yeah, we just tied the ramp together. So these are 2 8-foot ramps. And after we do that, we add the curbing.
Perotti is an IT specialist. He doesn't have a background in building or construction. But Wallace says that's typical.
The bulk of our volunteers are folks who have no experience at all. So if folks show up and they just want to learn, we teach them.
I just want to go from the outside and just corner it initially.
Wallace says with all the ramp installations, the nonprofit is keeping busy.
40 ramps a year now.
Yes.
Is that a lot? I mean, how's business, if that question
makes sense?
Well, to answer that question, we're booked out for the next 6 weeks.
She describes the nonprofit as one of the best-kept secrets on the Palouse. While some area groups do know about them, a lot of people are unaware about all the work they do. Wallace says the organization depends on donations and volunteer labor, and says she hopes once the organization starts advertising more broadly, more requests will surface.
We're going to lift this up until it's at the right slope.
And Wallace's message to those who are considering volunteering?
At the end of the day, you know you've made a difference.
Okay, give it. Nail it.
For NWPB, I'm Phineas Pope.